boy, have I about had it. I am exhausted. And I'm sure that you want to hear me whine and complain about how exhausted I am. I'll tell you what. I, the formerly most important person in America, but now the most important person in America and all of Asia, just had to update WordPress this week. Now, for those of you that live under a rock, and I don't mean those of you in Reed Rapids, you don't live under a rock, you just think everybody else does, but for those of you that actually live under a rock, WordPress is a thing that people use to make a kind of smart website. Yeah, you know, like you can put, you know, like you can write posts or something. It's anyhow, WordPress had an update a few weeks ago, and I neglect it. Whenever I see these updates, it's an update. Yeah, right. That means that it's going to have a whole bunch of problems. So first of all, it broke the PacificDailyTimes.com website. First of all, the update did. So I had to use my ingenious, mad, well-experienced hacker skills to go hack into my own website and, knowing exactly how WordPress works, knew what was wrong, fixed it and got it up and working within 2 minutes. I regret that it didn't take me less than one. But here's what WordPress did. The latest shenanigan is they removed justify and underline. Now, for those of you that are geeks, and I'm talking about you, Nathan, I understand the argument for not wanting justify and underline to go into website blog post article editors. You know, like, now, for those of you in Reed Rapids, the website editor, quote unquote, it's the part of the website that looks like Microsoft Word kind of ish. And that's where you type your thing and then it appears on the blog. Okay, so the where you type, see, they took the justify and underline out of that. So you can't do it. You could enter it in HTML, but they removed the buttons. Now, if they're not going to remove the HTML intent, then why remove only the buttons without having an option in the settings to put the button back? I mean, they you can go get a plugin. You can like modify WordPress to put it back the way. So now I got to go get a plugin to put it back exactly the way it was, which actually put it up on the upper line, which is where you want it in the first place. But I don't, at the risk of boring everybody, here's what it comes down to. The guys at WordPress are trying to be smarter than I am. If we really wanted to get rid of a feature that everyone uses. I mean, when you write a letter to someone, I hope you justify it before you print it. And sometimes you have to use underline, especially if you're citing a book according to like MLA guidelines or something, even though it's on a website. And if you're going to remove the ability from a website to do basic normal text formatting, then you need to provide a place for that to appear somewhere else. See, they're trying to be smarter than all the rest of you. You don't really want to press that justify button. You want the text to do whatever I want it to do. Wait a minute. If I'm not allowed to justify my own normal writing, then the website should do it automatically, but they don't do that. So Well, you can tell it's got me a little bit geeked. Here, here's what it comes down to. The people that make these decisions about what information you can change on your website, your blog, you write a story. What things can you change about your words? The people making those decisions are not writers. The people deciding how you can write your blog posts to go on your website, they're just programmers. They're computer programmers. They're not actual writers. They're not speed readers. And this is the best kept secret among the people who program for apps like WordPress. The reason that we writers use justify text is for speed reading. But if you can't read fast, I don't expect you to know how that all works. So I'm moving on. Now, this week, I started studying the Bible in a combination of Mandarin, Greek, and then my own English translation. I just wanted to share that. Isn't that great? No, I wake up early in the morning, pull out my paintbrush, paint a Chinese Bible verse, pull out the Greek, write down the verse in Greek, look at what it obviously means in Greek, because Greek is easy to figure out if you know a few words or whatever. But so look, and then do my English translation, and I'm done. And it takes 30 minutes. Practice my Chinese writing, learn some new Chinese words every day, review, stay up on my Greek. It's good to do. Yeah. It's good to do, George. It's good to do. Yeah. You know, we need to drink from deep ideas regularly. It's really important. Whatever you do, make sure you are drinking from some sort of a deep idea well somewhere. I mean, rich ideas, not fun ideas, not feel good ideas, but deep ideas that challenge your thinking, ideas that you have to work to understand. And the older, the better. So you know what book that leads us to. Now, there's also recent research. I mean, I love Malcolm Gladwell. Jim Collins, Good to Great, George? The trouble with Jim Collins is that he's narrow in his research. I mean, he said in the beginning of his book, Good to Great, he said this was limited to research of public companies. Well, there's a lot of narrow. By definition, all companies still run by the founder were thrown out the window. So if you're trying to start a company or if you're trying to preserve a company's mission, I mean, he talks about basically effectively changing the mission statement of some of those companies. So that's Good to Great has some interesting things if you're trying to take an existing company and contort and twist it into something totally different and be successful at doing that. That's what Good to Great really is a story about. It tells those success stories. If you want to keep a company on track or if you want to start something, Good to Great probably won't have a lot for you. I don't know, just whatever though. We need ideas that challenge our thinking. We need fortified and well-challenged thinking. So whatever it is that can give you something deep, water and food for the soul, keep it going into your head. Maybe that means turning me off, because all I do is sit here and talk to George. Maybe it means calling wise friends. Maybe you should call your mom and dad more often. Or maybe you shouldn't call your mom and dad more often All right. Okay. Well, I've made one point, and now I should probably get to another. In the world discussion on sexuality, non-traditional positions presume two quests for self-identity are impossible. One, self-control, and two, buried treasure. But it is possible to control ourselves. Humans only require breathing, drinking, eating, sleeping, and hoping for love. Love is not restricted to any particular expression, but love is vast and always requires sacrifice and self-control. God knows our hopes such that He hid treasures and talents within us. Our inmost talents are softly concealed. We find them the more we find ourselves. God, the great gentleman, created ourselves to become knowable by ourselves. Of course he would. Gentlemen have self-control. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.